Blog Talk Radio.
About, you know, being free, because I just be over here just, I'm free.
That's great.
I like being free.
Nothing like it.
Being free. And knowing that you're free.
Right.
Because I was free and we don't feel free. We feel trapped.
Wow.
Enslaved.
Wow.
In bondage.
Yeah.
But be free.
Be free.
Be free today. Allow yourself to be free.
Because it is Jesus Christ who has freed you.
Set you free. The Bible says, if the Son sets you free, you are free. Indeed.
That's why she rejoiced like that. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. You are free.
It was a moment where I couldn't even get out the house. I mean, I was just stuck some years ago, and I just was like, just to get things going. And I realized I was in jail, but not physically in jail, but mentally I was in bondage. And that's how the enemy operates, you know.
Yes.
If you allow him to enter into your mind and thoughts, he'll take it and it'll become the devil's playground, and then you can't go nowhere. You're like in captive. So I thank God I'm free. I don't know about y'all, but I'm free.
That's right. That was very dynamic, what you just said there.
I'm free.
Yeah.
Welcome. To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Shawn Eagle Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Welcome to the preacher and the pastor show, you all.
Welcome to the preacher and the pastor show.
This time we get excited. We just start talking. Especially me, I was just talking. You know,
because we haven't been with them. You know, it was last Thursday. No, actually, it was last Sunday. The last time that we were on this platform.
Well, we were here yesterday on this same platform, but it wasn't the preacher, the pastor on Sunday. it's Sunday service, so it's not the preaching or pastor. It runs different. So
we get
here.
A chance to loosen up a little bit, you know, and to be able to have more life application, you know, be able to talk about some things that you maybe won't talk about, but not getting out of line.
Yeah,
so that's why we like to be on the
preaching
and pastor show.
Right, yeah, because other shows, it's more structured and order. We get to be, you know, really be free and just, you know, be open, and you all have an opportunity to speak and make comments. All you have to do is press one. We'd like to hear from you as well. Today we're talking about resisting the devil.
My Lord, resisting the devil. That is a battle that we face every single day of our life, every single minute. Resisting the devil.
Resisting the devil.
Oh, we're going to get into this topic.
My Lord.
Oh, we're going to break down some walls and strongholds.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to tell you some things. You know, it's all going to come from the Word of God. It's not going to be our words, but it's definitely going to be the Word of God.
And we've all had that experience, and a lot of times we don't understand, what is this? What's going on? You know, how do I overcome this? I continue to be in this place.
Yes.
But you got to learn how to resist the devil. The Bible tells us that. So you all get ready. Sit back, relax. If you need a pen and paper, grab your pen and paper, your Bible, and follow with us here on the show, or just give a listening ear. And if you want to chime in, just press one, and we'll bring you right in by giving you a call out your last 4 digits of your phone number, so you'll know it's you, and then you can come on in and be a part of this topic on today as we talk about
resisting the devil.
Amen. Let's get ready.
All right.
Good show. Yes, today you all, if you just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, you all were talking about here resisting the devil. And what does that mean? So this show is to help us to understand and know the techniques of the devil and how to resist the devil. So the Bible tells us, according to James 4 and 7, you all, if you go over to James 4 and 7, that's chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what is the Bible saying to us? So although God and the devil are at war, then we don't have to wait until the end to see who will win you all. God has already defeated Satan. And when Christ returns, the devil and all he stands for, y'all, will be eliminated forever. So Satan is here and now, you all. He's here and now. If you all have been in Bible study with us, as we've been talking about strongholds, you understand that there are two in invisible kingdoms, which is the kingdom of God, and there is the kingdom of Satan. And so you understand that Satan is here now. So, however, he is trying to win us over to his evil cause. So with the Holy Spirit's power, we can resist the devil, and he will flee from us. And so that's why this show is so important, because a lot of us are dealing with so much in our understanding. If we resist the devil, to resist the devil, he must flee. And how do we do that? We speak to that thing. We speak of the Word of God, what the Word of God says. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, what does that really look like? You know, I had to ask myself that question. You know, me and my wife, you know, said she actually told me, you know what? We're going to preach and we're going to teach, you know, on resisting the devil. So, you know, when she told me that, I was like, wow, that's going to be great. But what I wanted to do was I really wanted to see what does that look like practically, like right here in plain eye view. In plain eye view, so I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Satan, you know, he definitely, you know, is hidden. He's not in plain eye view. So when you talk about resisting the devil, I had to really look, okay, am I talking about resisting the devil, this one person that's sitting over here? Am I talking about resisting the devil? So I had to really think about that. So when I thought about it, I said, okay, well, to me, you know, resisting the devil. We know in the Bible when it says to resist the devil, it means to actively fight against. That means actively fight against, you know, all the fiery darts that the devil has for you, all the trickery, you know, all the deception, all of the schemes, all of the lies, you know, all of the works of the devil. You know, that's how you resist. So when I was like, okay, so that's how you resist the devil is pretty much, you know, right there. What is it that is causing you to be in that place where you are in bondage, or you're in slavery, or you're in pain, or you're in suffering? So I looked this up in the Bible, and the word that came across was, what is that causing you to grieve? And what is this causing to you to be grieved? And I was like, okay, so, you know, over here, you know,
in the Bible, you can find it. You can find this, you know, something that I'm talking about in Ephesians 4 and Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. You know, let's go over there right quick, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, and I'll show you. I'll show you this over here. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed into the day of redemption. Okay, so I looked on a little bit further. Okay, so right here in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, you know, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Now, we are in the body of Christ. That means that we are Christian. We are saved. We are redeemed. We are sealed. You know, we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. So in that word grieves, I had to really see, okay, well, Satan or the devil or his work, this is what grieves me. So if I want to resist him, that means I have to resist his works. I have to resist his works. And I mean his works by the things that I say to my wife or to my friends or family members or co-workers. You know, that's how you resist the devil, when you have these ill-spoken words or these things that come out of your mouth, you know, that cause a person to be grieved, or the things, you know, that you, or your action or things that you do that cause you to be grieved. But we're going to stick right here when we talk about grieving as far as words are concerned, are in the body of Christ. That means when we accepted Jesus Christ in our life as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit entered on the inside of you, okay? So when the Holy Spirit entered on the inside of you, you know, you are blessed, you are empowered to resist the devil. That means that you are blessed, that you are empowered to resist those words or those thoughts or those things that come up, the lies and the cheat and the gossip, you know what I'm saying, and all this banners of witchcraft and things like that. You know, you are empowered to do that. You're empowered to be in that place to where you are actively fighting against the devil. And you are. In Ephesians 6 over there. Amen. Amen. So that grief, that griever, that thing that you're going through, what is it that you are going through right now? We're talking about in your mind. What is it that's going on in your mind that is causing you to be grieved, that is causing you to be in pain, or maybe even causing you to stay in that place of sickness, or stay in that place of not thinking that you are good enough? What is that? Whatever that is, this is the works of the devil. This is the trickery of the devil to get you to not know who you are in Christ, and for you to be in that place where he will destroy you. He definitely will destroy you. Amen.
Yes. I just want to come in for a minute right there. You know, as we're talking about resisting the devil, for those who are just coming in, if you're just going to tune into the preaching, the pastor's show, we're talking about resisting the devil so you can follow with us. And just what you're saying already, it brings me to mind when we talk about resisting the devil.
Yeah.
It brings me to when Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, which is in Matthew 4:1. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 4:1, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, after he was hungry. So sometimes we're in positions where we're vulnerable. You know, I'm lonely, I'm hungry, I'm sad, I'm tired of this, I've been going through. And we become vulnerable, and that's when the enemy comes to attack. He doesn't come in, you know, in a harsh way. He comes in subtle ways, you know, to gain our trust. So the Bible tells us in verse 3, it says, now when the tempter came, which we know the tempter is the devil. So when the Bible says, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God. So he questioned who he is, and he'll question you if you are this or that. You got to be careful, because he is the accuser of the brethren. He is the tempter. God does not tempt us. So here in the Bible, and we're talking about Jesus here, the Bible says again, that when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. And verse 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So then the Bible says, the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, so the devil going to try to take you through some things to try to get you to come on over. But you got to resist the devil. So the Bible tells us here, if you are the Son of God, he says to Jesus, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Then we go to verse 7. It says, Jesus said to him, it is written again. So you got to keep saying the word of God, you know, to the devil. You got to keep speaking that thing. It is written, you know, the word of God says this, the word of God says this. So in verse 7, Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again in verse 8 says, the devil took him up. And he's not going to stop you all. He's going to keep coming. That's why the Bible says, resist him. I don't care how many times he comes. Look what he did with Jesus. So verse 8 says, and the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Verse 9 said, and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. A lot of people are in that position right now. They decided because they could not resist the devil. They did not know how to use the word of God to come against him. But the Bible tells us exactly what Jesus did. That's what we do. Get thee behind me, Satan. You give Satan the word of God, he must flee. And I'm going to go to the next one, but I want to give you an example, and I'll pass back over to Pastor Manning. The Bible says in verse 10, then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Verse 11 says, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came to minister to him. So he's not, God's not going to leave you by yourself in those times when you're weak. He will send help in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So understand, when you're tempted, the devil is going to continue. He's going to continue. You just have to resist it every time. No, but the word of God says no, but I'm a child of God. I decree to prayer. I'm the righteousness of God. Use the word of God. You have to use it, and the devil will flee. It's the same thing that I was telling my husband the other night. If you come against me and we're having an argument, and sometimes you can say things that will frustrate me, you can use those same words to frustrate the enemy. It's some things that you say that will anger me and make me want to leave and pack my stuff and go. You use those same words against the enemy, that he want to pack his stuff and go and call everybody, all his agents and all those spirits, and come on, we got to get out of here. You didn't upset me there. Ain't nothing about to happen here. You got to use those same words. Resist the devil and he shall flee. But you got to use the word of God, the same thing that you use to come against your loved ones, the one that love you, the one that's with you in and out, to use those words. Use those words against Satan. Resist him and say, no, Satan, you're a lie. You know, because we'll do that to each other, and then we get into a fight, and then one of us leave or somebody get hurt. But you can wound the enemy by the words that come out of your mouth. You have power in your mouth to resist the devil. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you definitely are telling every single one of us what to do, because the very thing that you are saying that's coming out of your mouth right now. What you're doing is that you are giving us empowerment. I mean, you're speaking blessings over us right now. You're speaking blessings over us. You know, it didn't say over there that Jesus and the devil in the building, they got into a fist fight. It didn't say that. But how many times, and I'm going to show you how this relates, to resist the devil is mean to actively fight against. And you're talking about word. The word of your testimony is everything. The word of your testimony is everything. You are spoken word yourself. You are spoken word. This whole universe is spoken word. Jesus Christ is the word. This is how you resist the devil, is with the word, with the word. What words are coming out of your mouth? What words are coming out of your mouth? Let's go head on back over here to Ephesians. And we left off at Ephesians 4. And let's go right here to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to show you this right here, you know, how powerful your words are, your words. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's start right here at, let's start right here at 4. 4 says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor gesturing, which are not covenant, but rather giving in thanks. 5 says, for this ye know, that no whoremonger or no unclean person or a covenant person or adulterer have inheritance in the kingdom of Christ of God. Now look right here. 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. My Lord, my God. See, it's showing you right here how you resist the devil. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And I'll show y'all disobedience here in a few minutes here too. It says it right here, okay? And 7 says, be not therefore partakers of them. That means do not participate in these vain words, these ill-spoken words, these wrath of these words that you give to one another. You know, be not, don't trust in them, don't believe in them, don't listen to them. Do not let these words be formed in your mind, because they will conform. This is how Satan gets in. This is how Satan gets in and attacks you, is by the words of testimony, what it's saying, what is ministering to you. And this is the same that we would do to one another. This is the same. We would say things to one another, not even realizing how powerful words are. Words are powerful. Words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that. Now, we need to understand that, okay? Your words, this is what brings about This is what brings Satan. This is what brings him right here to that place where you will be mentally, emotionally, and physically destroyed, is right here, you know, with your word. So we need to understand that. Now, a little bit earlier, I told y'all, I was telling you about what grieves the Holy Spirit. Now, come on now. We are Christian, all right? So what it means to be Christian, that means that we are Christ-like. We are like Christ. We are followers of Christ. We are the representatives of Christ. We are the righteousness of God, because it's Jesus mm-hmm. Christ who is righteous. So we are righteous. That means our conversation should line up, you know, with Christ. It should line up with the Word of God. It should line up with the Holy Spirit. What we should give to one another, we should give one another Christ. We should give one another, you know, the fruits of it. We should not give one another or say things or do things that is not of Christ. Now, mm-hmm. we talked about grieving. We're talking about grieving the Holy Spirit. Now, Christians, when you have Christ in you, and you do have Christ in you because you're a Christian, that means you have Christ in you. So when we talk about, you know, grieving the Holy Spirit, that means being disobedient. And right here it says there, and I think I read this over here in, which one? Over here in 6, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. See, your disobedience. When you have Christ in you and you choose to say what Satan, the devil, tells you to say, what you're doing is you're choosing to follow the leadership of Satan. You're choosing to be just like Satan when you cuss one another out, or when you gossip, or when you're doing all these other ungodly things. You are choosing to follow Satan. You are not resisting the devil. You are welcoming. You're welcoming. And what you're doing is you're resisting mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit. My Lord, my God. Mm-hmm. See, I saw that today.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that today. I saw that in Scripture. And the Scripture said this, you know, that disobedience, that disobedience. But we thank God that we have a Savior. We thank God that we have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, the Holy Spirit that is more powerful than any being or any spirit that has ever been known. It lives inside of you and lives with you. When you find
yes,
yourself
Lord.
in that place to where you know that Satan is using you and you just being grieved, your mind is grieved, your emotions are all everywhere. You know, you're having negative feeling, you're having doubt, there's fear, there's anger. You know, here's sickness and all different types of disease. You know, you find yourself, you know, you're losing this battle. You know, cry out, call on in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Call on him. When you find yourself losing,
Amen.
You have put yourself in that place. You put yourself in the place to allow Satan to destroy you, and also using you to destroy others too. Call on the name of Jesus. You have a Savior.
Yes,
you have a champion that is with you always. You have the Holy Spirit. Call
Amen.
On him. Amen.
Amen. If you're just now tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about resisting the devil at this time. We just want to thank God. You know, Father God, we thank you for this time that we all can come together. Lord, I ask that you touch every heart right now. Father God, set the atmosphere right now so all can receive and understand your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity. We come against every hindering spirit right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, have your way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 If you just can't tune in, we're talking about resisting the devil. Those that are log on to the website at Blog Talk Radio, says the Preacher and the Pastor Show, those who have called in, we just want to say thank you. We thank God for you. If you have any questions regarding or comments regarding your topic, resisting the devil, please press 1 at this time. And if you are actually logged on to the site, you'll actually have to call in so we can get your comments or questions at 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. You all, we want to invite you out to our Sunday service here on the same platform, the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Sunday service is at 2 p.m., which is led by me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and I am Tawanika Manning. Wow. And we just want to thank God for you and welcome you all out. We see we have some new people out here on today, and we thank God for you. We're talking about resisting the devil here. And I just want to go back to Matthew as we talk about Jesus when he was tempted to understand that Jesus was sin. He is the Messiah. He's our Lord and our Savior. He came to save us. And that was his call and his destination to save us. So he came here, an assignment to fulfill. But even Jesus was tempted, and the enemy is crafty in the way that he does things. That I stated earlier, he comes to tempt us in our situation when we are vulnerable. So when we look at the scriptures again back in Matthew chapter 4, you all, verse 1 to 10 here, the devil's temptation focus, even with Jesus and ourselves, is on three crucial areas, which are physical needs and desires that we have, possessions and power, and pride, you all. And pride, but Jesus did not give in. He resisted the devil. He knows the firsthand and what we are experiencing, and he is willing and able to help us in our struggle. So when we are tempted to turn, we have to turn to God, turn to Jesus for strength. You know, we ask God to give us the strength to overcome those things so that we're not tempted. My prayer is always, my prayer for you all too, is not to be tempted by the world and things or possessions of this world or people, because that's who the enemy uses. I understand Satan has his agents, and they're everywhere.
Yes,
and they've allowed themselves to be tempted, allow themselves, they could not be resistant. When we're talking about, I want to talk about the word resistance, you all. When we talk about resistance, it's to refrain, to withstand, to strive against, or opposed, so to resist temptation, to withstand the action or effect of, or to refrain or to abstain, especially with difficulty or reluctance. So we're talking about resisting the thing. You know, the Creator, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stand right here. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to allow myself to be tempted. I'm not going to allow this to overtake me anymore. I'm going to fight through that thing, and I'm going to resist it. You know, as much as I want to go this way, some people in a relationship that is over with, they keep running back, but eventually they have to resist that thing that's not for them. And so it's the same thing here, resisting the devil and his work. When we look at verse 6, the devil used scripture. So they'll come. You know, I say he's cunning. He's, you know, he's crafty. So the devil used scripture to try to convince Jesus to sin. So sometimes friends or associates will present attractive and convincing reasons why you should try something you know is wrong. They may even find Bible verses that seem to support their viewpoints, you all. But we must study the Bible to show ourselves approved. Study the Bible. Study the word for yourself. Study the Bible carefully, especially the broader context of specific verses, so that you understand God's principles for living and what he wants for your life. So only if you really understand what the whole Bible says will you be able to recognize errors of interpretation when people take verses out of context and twist them to say what they want them to say. That happens every day.
Hallelujah.
If you're not careful,
Hallelujah.
You'll be led astray. So we have to resist the things. Say, wait, let me see myself. Wait, let me be led by God. Wait. You know, and you have the right authority. Just like if you're in a hospital and they have to get consent to do anything with you, they got to get consent from someone. You don't have to say, oh, okay, you don't have to go, but just because the doctor say, well, we need to do this, you can resist and say, no, wait a minute, I need to pray about this first. Because a lot of times we be pushed into a situation, you know, we be overwhelmed, you know, with people in their words, and we'll find ourselves in a situation that we shouldn't even be in because we listen to everybody. We listen to everybody instead of being led, and so that we can resist those things in our life that are going to lead us down a path that is going to cause destruction and even death. So as we look at this scripture, and I'll pass back over to you, Pastor, if anybody have any questions here, please feel free. We want to hear from you regarding resisting the devil. If you haven't, if you're dealing with that right now, you know, we want to hear from you. Oh, you did. How did you, you know, overcome it? What was the situation? Because you may be able to help somebody. When we look at these scriptures, if you ask yourself this question, did the devil, when he was telling Jesus that he was give him all these things, I will give you, you know, the kingdoms, the world, and all the glory and all this. Did the devil have the power to give Jesus the kingdom of the world? Did he? Didn't God, the creator of the world, you all, ask your question, did God, the creator of the world, have control over these kingdoms? So the devil may have been lying about his implied power, or he may have based his offer on his temporary control and free reign over the earth because of humanity's sinfulness. So Jesus' temptation was to take the world as a political ruler, right, then without carrying out his plan to save the world from sin. So Satan was trying to distort Jesus' perspective by making him focus on worldly power and not on God's plans. And that happens with a lot of us. We get so focused on the worldly things, the material things of this world.
Yes.
We get out of what God has planned for us and our purpose in this life, because after everything is said and done, after you've done it all, you spent it all, you sexed it all, you drank it all, you ate it all, you talked it all, you got to go and leave it all. So you got to ask yourself, hallelujah. Medicine to preaching right here. So you got to ask yourself, you know what? Am I going to resist the devil and follow God's plan for my life? Because the devil has a plan for you too, where you decide to follow that plan, or will you resist the devil and his plots and plans? So the devil offered the whole world to Jesus, and if Jesus would only bow down and worship him. So today the devil offers us the world by trying to entice us with materialism and power so we can resist temptation same way Jesus did. If you find yourself craving something that the world offers, quote Jesus' words to the devil, worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve, my Lord, my God. And understand, you are not by yourself. God will send help. God will send people to strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that you don't have to do,
hallelujah,
you don't have to walk this walk by yourself. God has help for you.
That's
but
right.
Some of us do not want to receive the help, but we're quick to receive the help from the enemy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us are quick to receive the help from the enemy. I know I'm not just talking about myself and to myself. I know a lot of us have been in that position. You know, we will say it, but we won't do it. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, verse 26 and 27. I'll pass back over to you, Pastor. 26 and 27, you are Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. I don't think Pastor went there yet. You know, one time we'd be in the same scripture, we'd be right on top of each other. But when we look at the scripture,
hey,
the Bible says,
the word
be angry
God.
And not sin, which they love.
I say, it's the word of God. The word of God
it's
lines up.
It's the word
up.
Of God.
Amen.
It is the word of God. So the Bible tells us, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. A lot of us do that.
Uh-huh.
That means we have not resisted the devil. We allow that thing to be ourselves, that anger allow to fester all night and day, and it has manifested itself. But the Bible tells us, be angry and do not sin, but do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Verse 27 says, nor give place to the devil. So it tells us, don't give the devil any opportunity. So if you harbor that thing and holding on to that thing, guess what? You are not resisting the devil. The Bible does not tell us that we shouldn't feel angry, but it points out that it is important to handle our anger properly. So if vented thoughtlessness, anger can hurt others and destroy relationships. If bottled up inside, it can cause us to become bitter and destroy us from within. Paul tells us to deal with our anger immediately in a way that builds relationships rather than destroy them. So if we nurse our anger, we will give Satan an opportunity to divide us and cause division, because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to cause division in the body of Christ. So are you angry with someone right now? Actually, am I angry with someone? Are you angry with someone? What can you do to resolve your differences?
Uh-huh.
Don't let the day end before you begin to work on mending your relationships. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What,
hallelujah.
What a great lesson is going for tonight. You know, it's ministering to me, and that's what the word of God should do. The word of God should minister to you, not the word of Satan. The word of Satan, you should not allow the word of Satan to minister to you.
Jesus.
Now,
yes, true.
Yeah. So this word is definitely ministered, but who believes that? Who believes that the word of God works? Because the ones that do believe, the believers, that know that the word of God works,
They spend time in the Word of God. They spend time reading it. They spend time meditating on it. They spend time trusting in it. They spend time, you know, asking God, you know, to show them more. You know, give me a little bit more revelation of what you're trying to tell me. You know, you spend time because they know that the Word of God works. But that's for if you believe that it works. Now, we believe at sometimes we believe that Satan, you know, is here to destroy us. But see, you have the Word of God, you know, that tells us over here that the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you may have life and have it more in abundance.
Yes, Lord.
See, we willing to focus on the first part of that because we're experiencing the first part of that being stealing and the killing and the destroying. You experiencing that. But who is gonna make that conscious mind? But Jesus say, but I come that you may have life and have it more in abundance. Jesus Christ,
thank you, Jesus.
God the Father Almighty have already defeated Satan. Satan is already defeated. He is already defeated. And when you understand that Satan is already defeated, and you have been empowered to defeat him and anything that he has to come up against you, when you understand that, then you are walking in your true calling. You are walking in love. You are in that place where Satan, I'm not afraid of you. Devil, I'm not afraid of you. You are weak. You are small. See, we make Satan in the work of Satan so big, and then, you know, we limit God. We limit God and make God, you know, so small because we have not spent the adequate amount of time in the Word of God, reading the Word of God, trusting the Word of God, communicating with God. We got our mind on so many different things all day, every day. It's all up on the billboards. It's on social media. You know, we gossip to one to another, talking about, you know, the temporarily pains and the sufferings and the things that we're doing. But we in Christ, but we ain't telling these things about Christ, you know, bringing them to the obedience. That's one of my favorite scriptures. You know, casting down the imagination that exalt itself and bring them to the obedience of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. These are the places where you need to be. So you ask yourself this question: am I satisfied with the amount of time that I'm spending in the Word of God? I'm talking for the ones that Satan is beating you up and beating you down, and you know, every time you look around, you know, you have pain here. Every time you're looking around, you're angry about this or you're emotional about that. See, I'm talking to us. I'm not talking just to ones, you know, that know how to do it. I'm talking to ones that don't. Either both.
Mm-hmm.
How much time are you spending in the Word of God? You trusting in? It's not just to say we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but then right after you say that, then you go back to fearing. Now, wait a minute.
Jesus.
You just said, I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. But then you go right back to fear.
Jesus.
See, don't do that. Don't do that. See, the way you fight Satan, the way you do that is in the Word of God. And when you have the Word of God in you, use it. Use it. And spend more time in it. Spend more time in it. And we already over here in Ephesians, we're going to stay. I believe we just need to stay right here just for a second over here in Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll go over to 6 for a second here. But Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll go right here to verse 14. Yes. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 says, therefore he saith, awake, thou that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ Jesus have gave thee light. Huh? See, it's telling you right here. Don't come awake. See, you have the Word of God that's in you. You bring the Word of God, you know, awaken it up, use it. This is what I know. I know this because I've tried this. I know this. When you are in that place to where you do not understand something or you do not know or you do not know how to come out of it, you will enter into that place of fear. You'll enter into that place of anger. But see, when you know the Word of God works, you will use it. See, you do not say what you do not believe, and you do not believe what you have not heard. Now, I know this, and this, I say what I have meditated on daily. The words that I mm-hmm. meditate on daily, they are deposited into my heart. And then mm-hmm. so the more I deposit the word of God into my heart, the more I am equipping myself to be able to resist the devil, to resist evil, to fight Satan, because the word of God is being deposited in there. And then they're going to come that day. It's just going to, instead of me, the word of God that I deposit in my heart, the word of God is in my heart going to come out, and it's going to defeat Satan. It's going to defeat Satan. This is true. This is true. I've tried it, and I'm telling you, try it. Give God the opportunity to fight your battles. To fight your battles. Satan is already defeated. The only way that Satan can enter on the inside, the only way he can get you is through fear. And it has to be ministered to you. He has to say something to you. Or one of his agents have to talk something to you that calls you to be in that place, that state of mind. Look at Eve. Amen. Look at Adam and Eve over here in the Garden of Eden. The way Amen. Satan was, he was in the body of the serpent. But the way he entered into the body of man and woman by words, he had to speak something to it to cause them to think that, you know, they're missing out on something, or to cause them to fear, not trust God. And he was able to enter in right there in that place in their mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're just answering into the preacher, the pastor. We're talking about resisting the devil, you all. Resisting the devil.
Yes.
So if you're just not tuning in, so you know where we're at right here, and we're talking about resisting the devil. We're going to go with 1 Peter 5, 8, 9, you all. 1 Peter 5 and 8, 9. Uh-huh. We're talking about resisting the devil. Welcome, you all, still coming in. Welcome, welcome. We're talking about resisting the devil. We'll take some comments. Anybody have any questions or comments regarding the topic, resisting the devil? We'll open up the lines. All you have to do is press 1. We'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number to bring you through as we're talking about resisting the devil. Here we look at 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 8 through 9. The Bible tells us, says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9 says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. And verse 10 says, we'll have to go to verse 10. Verse 9, we'll stop right there. So what is the Bible saying to us, you all? As we know about lions, they attack the sick, the young, and any straggling animals. They choose victims who are alone or not alert. So the same way as the devil, your adversary. So Peter warns us to watch out for Satan. Watch out for Satan. We need to watch out, because he's watching us and seeing what we're doing, and seeing where we're at, seeing that we're vulnerable, seeing that we're weak, you know, seeing that we're going through, hearing what we say. So Peter warns us to watch out for Satan when we are suffering or being persecuted, you know, feeling alone, feeling weak, feeling helpless, and cut off from other believers. So focus on our troubles that we forget to watch for danger. We are especially vulnerable to Satan's attacks. I don't know if you ever just been in your car and, you know, for a minute your mind goes somewhere else. You're like, oh, and you almost run into something. Oh, let me get my mind back on track. Let me focus on this role, because that's what the enemy is trying to get you distracted, to destroy you. So during times of suffering, seek other Christians for support. Keep your eyes on Christ and resist the devil. Then says James that he will flee from you. He will flee. He must flee.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we're talking about resisting the devil and understand, how do I resist the devil? Pastor, I don't understand. I hear what you're saying. I hear the scripture, and I get a little bit of it, but how do I resist the devil? Because there's so much that's going on in me, and every time I get to that point, I think I'm strong, but when it happens, I fall short. I fall short. I succumb to the devil plots and plans. I succumb to the temptation of this world. So what do I do? So what we do is, Be ruled by the word. Be ruled by the word of God. Don't be ruled by the world and what people are saying, but be ruled by the word of God. Make the word of God your rule and authority, and live in obedience to all it says. It will keep you walking straight and guard you from the manner of temptation. So when men throw off the word, then God throws off them, and then Satan takes them by the hand and leads them into snares at his pleasure. So, and understand, you all, be ruled by the word of God.
Yeah.
A lot of us are ruled by other people's words. We allow other people's words to take root in us, and then those words begin to rule us, rule our emotions and our feelings and our actions. Be ruled by the word of God. The Bible says that we're overcomers. The Bible says that you are delivered, that you're set free, that you are healed.
Hallelujah.
Be ruled by the word of God. And also be aware of grieving the Holy Spirit, as my husband talked about earlier, about grieving the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It is the Holy Spirit that gives us, you know, Christian, the body of Christ, the ability to discern Satan's temptations and to see his hand in and behind lives and circumstances, you all. So understand,
yes,
you all, be aware of grieving the Holy Spirit. The Spirit drives,
right,
you know, the Spirit in you drives off the ones who, you know, involves in God and against the attacks of Satan, you all. And then labor for wisdom,
yeah,
you all. Labor for wisdom. The Bible says that we ask, you know, God will give us wisdom. There's a great difference between knowledge and wisdom, between accumulating facts and applying scripture to those facts so they become wisdom. It is not the Christian with the most knowledge, but the Christian with the most wisdom who is equipped to battle Satan's temptation. So also resist the first stirring of temptation, you all. It is safe to resist temptation and dangers to dabble in it. So he, listen, you all, I'm going to go back to it here. He will bait you and quickly be taken with Satan's hook. So God promises that we can resist temptation, not that we can resist sin once we have begun to dabble in the temptation. Also, labor to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you all. Labor, if you're fasting, labor to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is a spirit,
yeah,
of light and power. The Spirit's light shines bright against the darkness of sin, and his power is sufficient to overcome all evil and temptation. So when it comes to fighting Satan's temptation, it is better to have a heart filled with the Spirit than head filled with facts. A lot of us have a head filled with facts, a head filled with scripture, but we're not filled,
right,
with the Holy Spirit. So labor to be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. You all keep humble. Be humble. Have an humble heart. A lot of us are not humble. Be humble. Be humble. It's important that we be humble, you all. The humble person is neither drawn in by what Satan offers nor terrified by his threats. And be constantly on guard, you all. Be constantly. I'm just giving you all, how do we resist? How do I resist the devil? Be constantly on guard. A secure soul is a soul in a position to be led astray and ensnared. A secure soul is a soul in a position to be led astray and ensnared. So be constantly on guard. That soul that will not watch against temptation will certainly fall before the power of temptation. Satan strengthens his assaults when the soul grows drowsy and careless. So be constantly on guard. Watchfulness is nothing else but the soul running up and down, you all, to and fro, busy. Hello, hello, hello.
Uh-huh.
Be constantly on guard, you all. Diligent observation on what comes from within us and of what comes from within us and into us. Being careful, being,
yeah,
on God. Continue communion with God. It's not a diet, you all, or for a season. This is a lifestyle. Continue communion with God. It is you. It is you joined in communion with God that he gives you strength to resist the attacks of the devil, the attacks of Satan. A soul high in communion with God may be tempted but will not easily be conquered. So such a soul will fight it out to the death. Take full advantage of God's means of grace, you all. So continue communing with God. Do not engage Satan in your own strength, you all. You need to draw the power and even the desire to resist sin from Jesus Christ, and you need to do so. You know, you need to constantly be there. The soul that engages against any old or new temptation without new strength and new influences from on high will fall before the power of new temptation. So commune with God, be on guard, be humble, do all of these things, but do not rely on them in the battle. Instead, rely on Christ. Don't rely on yourself. Rely on Christ. A lot of us rely on ourselves. We say, God, I give it all over to you, but we really don't. We want to take it up our own self. You want to give God some of it, or you want to go before God. No, instead, rely completely on Christ. Also, pray constantly. Make sure that you are,
yeah,
praying. Prayer is a shelter to the soul, you all, a sacrifice to God, and a scourge to the devil, you all. So pray and pray constantly. Tell God of your own inability to detect and respond to temptations, to resist the devil. Tell him that you are utterly dependent upon his grace. Tell God that Christ's blood has been applied to you. Tell God that you are his child, and ask God to deliver you from temptation for the glory of his name. A lot of times we think that we have to pray these long prayers and stuff. Sometimes it's just, you know, help me, Lord God. You know, here
yes,
I am, Lord. I don't know what to say, but, Lord, all I know is I need you. Lord, I need more of you. I'm confused. I'm in fear, oh, God. I know that you did not give me the spirit of fear. I know that you gave me the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Father God, I don't know what to say today, but, Lord, I come to you.
Yes, Lord.
And I give it all over to you. My mouth can't begin to speak what I want. My heart, sometimes you don't even know what to say. Sometimes you're too weak to talk. Sometimes you're frustrated. Just get there. Just tell God all about it. Just say, this is how I am, because he already knows. And just tell him, this is how I'm feeling. I'm hurting. I don't know what to say. Really, I didn't even want to pray right now, Lord, but I love you and I need you. I don't want to feel this way. I always want to be ready to commune with you. Be real, because God already know your heart. Resist the devil, you all. If you're just going to tune in, we're talking about resisting the devil. Resist the devil. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This question here, how do you resist the devil? Because I'm imagining, you know, there are some, you know, even myself, you know, even studying this word, you know, it's always going to be a question. So how do I fight Satan? How do I come against, you know, what he is doing? And the Bible specifically tells us how to do this. The Word of God specifically tells how to do this. First off, the Word of God is the way, but you have specific instructions in here. And I told you I was going to go over here to Ephesians chapter 6. This is one of my favorite chapters, because this chapter is pretty much is telling you how to do this. Now, you are to always, if you want to be in position to resist the devil, you are to always guard your gates.
Mm-hmm.
And literally,
yes,
literally, there have been times where literally I had to put my hand over my mouth. I mean that literally, just to make sure that I guard my gates. See, I'm talking about your gates. I'm talking about your eyes. Make sure you protect your eyes at all times. Don't you let the filthiness of this world, don't you lay eyes on it, because you laying eyes on this filth. It's going to enter into your mind.
Jesus.
And when it enters into your mind,
Jesus.
It's going to enter into your heart. Guard your eyes, your ears as well. Guard your ears.
Lord.
Make sure that you're not listening to, you know, the filthiness or the gossip or the lust or the don't be listening to it either. Well, wherever it comes from, whether it comes from a person, somebody that you maybe been gossiping with them forever. You know, maybe come from the morning news. The morning news, which is full of a bunch of filth and lies and fear and all that. Guard your gates. Make sure you guard your ear. And guard your mouth. Guard your mouth. Make sure, like I said, many times I had to put a piece of tape, not a piece of tape, but I had to put a hand over my mouth like a piece of tape. And most of all, guard your heart. Guard your heart.
Jesus.
Guard your heart. If you can make sure that you can do that, keep your eyes off of evilness. If you can make sure that you can keep tune your ears off, you know, to listening to what Satan has to say of his agents or anybody that's speaking any type of wrath or anger or ill-spoken words. If you can protect your mouth and protect your heart, you are already putting yourself in a position to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, because you are physically resisting Satan. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 over here, and we'll read a couple scriptures here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." Look right here. Do you understand that your whole life, whether you are saved or not, whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, you are fighting a spiritual battle? You are fighting a spiritual battle every single day of your life. You are fighting a spiritual battle. And right here, it's here. You said, and against spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness is those words. So that's why I say, you know, guard your gates. This right here chapter tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. That's how you guard your gates, putting on the whole armor of God. Every single day of your life. When I'm talking about the word of God, put on the word of God. This says to protect, just what I said. This right here chapter tells you to protect your heart. It tells you that. It says walk in peace, putting on shod in your feet. It says take the shield of faith. It means to take the shield of faith. Believe in the word of God. Believe in the word of God. You know, that's how you shield yourself. When you hear these things that are spoke at you, these words that are thrown at you to your ears, you know, you have the word of God that's in you so much that it'll catch all these things and it don't even penetrate. It'll penetrate. And it says, I'm taking on the helmet of salvation. See, that's how you better guard your mind, better guard your ears, better guard your heart. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. This is what you do. This is what you do. Now, my wife said this. You need to know this. You definitely need to know this, that you have the Holy Spirit and you have the power already. You have the power already to be able to speak in tongues. You have the Holy Spirit to be able to speak in tongues. That means to be able to fight against Satan, against spiritual wickedness. Now, over here in 1 John,
thank you, Lord.
1 John 2 and 20 says that, 1 John 2 and 20 says that, having an unction for the Holy One, and you knowing all things. Don't we know that we have that unction? We have the Holy Spirit that allows you to be able to know all things, to be able to fight against Satan, to be able to do all things. Put on the whole armor of God every single day. Jesus Christ, which is grace, grace. Stay in that place. Keep your mind focused on grace. Keep your mind focused on Jesus. Keep your mind focused on the righteousness of God. Amen. God bless you all. That's all I have for you today. I hope it helped someone. It definitely helped me. I hope someone was able
to
be. That was my prayer today, that someone would come out of something that they had been in for a long time. Amen.
Amen. You just got tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We wrapped up the last few minutes of the show. We were talking about resisting the devil. Does anyone at this time have any comments or questions? We'll be open to taking those comments or questions in the last few minutes of the show here. And again, we thank God for you.
Yes.
We're here every Thursday live, 8 p.m. on the Preaching the Pastor Show Central Standard Time. We thank you. Invite someone else to tune into the Preaching the Pastor Show. Spread the word. We thank God once again for everyone that's here.
Hallelujah.
Before we wrap up here, I do want to go for, as we're talking about resisting the devil and how important it is for our life and in our destiny, you know, where we're destined to go from here, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, which takes me over to you all, 1 John, and that is 1 John. I think I lost my spot here. Oh, 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible tells us, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God is manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil, you all. So understand who we're talking about when resisting the devil, and understand he's the liar, he's the deceiver, he's the accuser, he's the tempter, he's all of that, you all. So we have to resist the devil and all his plot plans and agenda, and resist the devil at all times, you all. At all
times, pray.
Using the word of God. Again,
great.
At this time, we'll open up the line for you all. If you have any comments or questions, as we wrap up the last couple of minutes of the show, if not, Pastor, go ahead and give our food for thought, and then we'll pray our way out of here.
All right. Food for thought for tonight. Grace be with you all in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all. This is one thing that we should know every single day of our life. That grace is with you. Jesus Christ is grace, and he's with you all. And you know that. You know that God loves you. You know, stay in that place if you don't know anything else. You know that God loves you, and God keeps you. Amen.
Amen. Again, welcome. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Again, I thank God for you. We love you. And we always say there ain't nothing you can do about it. I leave you with scripture in 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptations will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So write that down, you all. Study that word and understand God is with you. God bless you all. At this time, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Touch every heart, touch every mind, Lord God. Purify and sanctify our mind and hearts, Lord God. Help us to keep our mindset on you. Father God, ask us, Father God, as we ask you, Father God, let it be done, Lord God. Let us not be tempted by the worldly things or people or possessions of this world in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let us lead by your word, Lord God. Receiving your word and not the word of the world, but your word, Lord God. Standing on it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, that you allow the fruits of the Holy Spirit to take root and manifest in us right now, mind, body, soul, and spirit, that we'll be led by you always. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you. Father God, on tonight, as we sleep, Father God, I ask that you speak to our hearts. Let restoration come, Lord God, as we lie down and you raise us up on tomorrow morning. Father God, let us be restored, renewed, rejuvenated, healed, delivered, set free, blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, that you search our hearts on tonight and find us, Lord God, worthy of all that you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask right now that you bless the reader, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. And we decree and declare that we are the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. At this time, we bless you right now. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Christ Jesus loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you. I bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a deficient. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you to increase in worth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're led to sow into the word on tonight, you can do well at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may God bless you and keep you. We love you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. You all have a good night. Until the end, we'll talk to you again. Join us on Sunday for Sunday service at 2 p.m. here on The Preacher and the Pastor. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Love
God
you,
God bless you. Yes, I love you, too. Good night.